What's up, people? This is Perigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week, and I'm your host, Perigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. A lot of work, and this week's still going.
Yes. Today is Tuesday, right? And we skipped last Sunday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So our voices might be not that funny and alive because it's Tuesday. Yeah.
But so, my voice also so fun and alive, like way more than usual because it's Tuesday evening, not Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you're out of bed.
Finally.
Finally. So, Claudia, what do you want to tell us today?
Actually, a lot.
No
but
way.
We haven't time. We haven't time, so I picked just one topic.
All right.
May I ask you?
Yes, please.
Are you lucky? What do you think?
I think I'm average.
But I mean, in this classical way of luck, for example, I don't know, maybe you win something just like that or something. Or maybe you try to win something by random.
No, I prefer not to play, not to try to win something, just because I don't wanna be sad when I don't win.
Okay, so I think that I'm pretty lucky, but I never test this luck, like by something special. And I want to talk about a lottery. Do you know what is it?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. It's actually in general is a form of gambling. Yeah, and it's usually works with different numbers and random choose some numbers and then you can win a prize. Yeah. Have you ever tried something like this?
You choose numbers?
Random. Something random. Choose the number.
I thought you buy a lottery ticket and this lottery ticket has some numbers.
Yeah. And the huge random, the big random mind choose the numbers.
Yeah, that's right. That's
the right ones. Yeah. And it's have you ever tried something like this? Or maybe your family or maybe your friends?
Gosh, I just wanna cross my fingers and I'd like to think that this is all segue, and in the end, you just tell me that you won millions of euros or dollars.
No, but we should try.
We should? Yeah, okay.
I think. Actually, for example, the huge... I never play a lottery, and I never bought a lottery ticket or something. Mm-hmm. But I think in my childhood, I watched some TV shows where they announce the right numbers, and I'm so strange. And my family never did something like this. But some of my friends actually right now, they still... test their luck for the green card lottery. It's actually a lottery.
Yeah, this one I know.
Yeah, and it actually counts. It's the same. In general, some governments outlaw lotteries while others endorse it. Like they organize a national or state lottery to, and they have a prize, prize, and they have a prize and prize. Actually, yeah, and it's quite interesting. I don't know why it's still working in our in our lives, how it works, how many people still, I don't know, believe for something like this. And maybe I'm just thinking about how I can earn more money. Then the lottery comes up and I'm, I should figure out. But no. Oh, or yes, I don't know.
Hard it's, times it's needs them. Hard decision.
Yeah, you know, crisis. Worldwide.
Recession, yeah. Or maybe we're just getting old, Claudia. We are getting old, maybe. But not getting richer.
Yeah, but shoot.
Yes.
Actually, I don't know. I found some facts about lottery, yeah, and I can tell you about this, but of course I have a story. Like, not my own, but
gosh,
I just remember it, and I wasn't shocked when I heard it, and now I'm again in these feelings. Okay. Also, lotteries were common in the United States and some other countries during the 19th century and by the beginning of the 20th century. But then it was hard century. Last century was kind of hard. Maybe like this, but they thought that last century was quite hard because of world wars and crisis and something like this. I don't know. Yeah, and a lot of forms of gambling, including lotteries, were illegal in the US and most of Europe, as well as many other countries during that period. This remained so until well after World War II. And in 2000, well, in in 1960s, casinos and lotteries began to reappear through the world as a means for governments to raise revenue without raising taxes. And now lotteries comes in many formats. And for example, the price can be a fixed amount of cash or goods or documents, as we already said. Yeah, and in these formats, there is a risk to the organizer if they do not sell the tickets. Like, and it works like people just buy tickets, give organizers the money, and then a little bit of this money becomes a prize. And this is a business, of course. I don't know, but in general, I think it's really fun and quite interesting that something random, you can be a winner just because of random things. And what else I want to say? There are a lot of different, like, national lotteries in US, in UK, in Europe, and there are some lotteries which works in general in all Europe. And Wait a minute. Yeah, in Europe, the most popular is Euro Millions, and it works in, I don't know, in 10 plus countries. And we also have a Euro Jackpot and a lot of different national lottery. And for example, in UK, there are, I don't know why, I don't know how, but there are some national lottery which works on your postcode number, and you All can right. win just by your postcode number. And I met one guy who really won something like this. He won a lot of money and bought his own house at 23 because he win a prize by national lottery by postcode number. And it was a year ago when I met this guy, and he said me the story, and I said just what? Sorry, what? Because for me, I can imagine how someone at 23 can buy his own house in England.
Yeah.
And and he said, oh, I'm just won a lottery. Just and for me, it's really super strange and unusual that someone play in lottery, just buy a ticket. And I said a lot of my thoughts about this to this guy. And he said, no, I do not buy a ticket. It's not like that. It's just a postcode number. And I'm again just, what? Sorry, what? And right now, today, or actually last week, when I was thinking about how I can earn more money.
You should call this guy.
No. I mean, I just thinking about lottery, just like an option. And then I started to Google lottery and found this information about UK postcode stuff. And I'm like, maybe it was really cool story. It wasn't something strange. But right now, I'm still sad because I have no this type of privilege. And I have no postcode number in UK, and I do not play in this lottery.
Yeah, it's like a vicious cycle. To participate in this lottery, you need a house in UK, yeah?
Address, at least.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a lot of questions. to this situation, to this, I don't know, topic, but maybe you have some, and maybe we can figure out together.
Do you consider buying a lottery ticket like in the nearest future, like tomorrow or the day after tomorrow?
To be fair, no, but I'm still thinking. Right now, it's still, there are not so many I don't know, pros for me, because I'm really thinking that I'm lucky one, but I never test this, like, and I never try to win green card or something like this, because I'm always thinking like, I'm kind of lucky, but not now, not today. I'm not ready to test it right now.
You just collect your luckiness.
No, my lucky works in the random ways, like when I need to rent an apartment or, I don't know, find something I don't know. It just works.
And, find your stolen iPhone.
Kind of. Thank you for this memory.
Or go to Fred Again concert and like rain under the started. Rain, yeah. Destroy your iPhone.
But it was amazing. It was something. Fred Again. Yeah. He said that it was insane. And he wrote a post about Porto, about this concert, and he's really appreciated. And I think it was because of weather too. And he has a great crazy tour in that month, but he remember that concert.
Okay, so let's go back to lottery tickets and Fred Again. Just sorry. For our listeners, you know, it's a musician. Just Google or Spotify.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. What else? How much does a ticket cost?
2 or 3 euros usually.
So cheap?
Yeah. But I think the percent of winners, it's really low. And for most of that people who buy tickets, it's just they just spend their money. And yes, of course, if it costs more, there are not so many users of this game.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. I thought that it's like 5 times more expensive. But, you know, 2-3 euros a week, yeah, for example.
Yeah.
You have some chances. I don't think that it's much. I don't think that this
okay.
is the amount of money that will make you, like, more poorer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
you can be more rich. You can be more rich. With that.
My mom told me that in Germany it's on the government level and that it's not a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely not a scam. And also,
someone
just for you, Claudia,
wins.
I've read like 3 months ago, I think, a story about a British man who won a lottery. And it's not what surprised me that it's not like all the money at one time, but it's 10,000 pounds each month for the next 30 years.
Wow.
It's so cool.
It's actually, but you can't buy a house at one moment.
Damn, this man, he's like, I think, 40-ish, maybe 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's just till the end of his time, you know.
Yeah. It's cool. And it's like the salary by nothing.
Yes.
Cool. And it's a good salary, actually. 10,000 pounds.
Yeah, and you just go live into Thailand. And man.
Let's start with Portugal. Then Thailand.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you can just live in UK and have a good life and do nothing.
We can.
And go to museums. And museums actually free in London.
Can you sleep there?
And,
can you sleep in museums in London?
Not sure, because I think they closed.
No, that's pity. Otherwise, but it would be free movie. Rent. Yeah, free entertainment. And you just
I miss London so much. I think so many cool things in London and all cultural events. All the world starts in London. Yeah, and all concerts. And oh no, it's a topic for the next episode.
Yeah, that's a bad topic for now.
Yeah. So, okay, I think we should, make a deal that we should buy a lottery ticket every day. Just
every day?
No. No, maybe every week. But I think we should make something like a challenge and like buy a ticket in the exact day, like all months, every Monday or something like this. I think we should make something like a game or just buy a ticket. I don't know. Maybe maybe it's too complicated.
No, I all think my we rules. Should. Like for now, let's make a deal that today's Tuesday. On Sunday, we will record another episode. And like in this date span, each of us should buy a lottery ticket.
Okay. Do you know where they sell it?
No, but I'll find out.
Yeah, okay, we should check. Yeah, cool.
I think you can do it online, actually.
Cool. Okay, so deal. And one more question.
Yeah.
About our last episodes. Do you start to talk with taxi drivers?
No, from...
Not yet.
I haven't been in many, like, on many taxi drives, you know? Just went to the airport and then go back, and I was busy at that time.
Okay.
Next time.
Okay. Next okay. Time. Deal. So...
Yeah.
What's your topic?
Yeah, I wanna talk about Apple event. You
Of course.
Yeah. You may know that exactly 1 week ago, Apple introduced its new lineup of Apple Watches, and iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same as it was.
Claudia, do you have an iPhone?
Sure.
Is this your first iPhone?
No.
When iPhones came to your life?
I think in 2010 or 11.
And since then, you never had not an iPhone?
More than 10 years. Wow.
May I ask you why, Claudia?
It's useful and comfortable, and I just do not like to choose something when I have a lot of options and I need to compare, yeah, and something like this. And iPhone usually have just one, the basic new option, and there are some difference between. But when it started, iPhone in my life, it was just one option, and I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, it was easier back then. What iPhone do you have right now?
It's kind of old one. It's 11 Pro, yeah.
11 Pro, okay. So, another question. Many questions from me. Have you watched the presentation?
No.
Okay, I'm glad.
I have a lot of work, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I watched some memes about...
Memes? Okay. So your task would be add these memes to show notes, okay? Not to show notes, but to our Telegram channel. So here, I don't want to talk like much about it. I highly recommend to watch the presentation. It's always a pleasant one, and they produce it with high quality and yeah. But I'd like to discuss like some features, and I just want to ask you, Claudia, would you wanna these particular features on your iPhone? Yeah. So
okay, let's try
iPhone 15, which is a regular one, not a Pro. Yeah, so regular ones got this here dynamic island. Dynamic island, it's just this software feature island. Animation around camera and Face ID.
Okay,
so do you like it? Like I think you've seen this. Would you
I'm okay with that. I think it looks like an island in my screen, and I have no think that's no, it's awful or something like that. No, it's okay.
All right. So what do you like more? The chin? Is it the chin?
Kinda, yeah. I think like, yes.
It's forehead, yeah. I don't know.
This part, yeah, this part of.
Or dynamic island.
I don't know, because I do not feel the difference in general, and I can't understand how useful is this island, because this part under the island, yeah, which between the frame and the highest frame, the upper frame and islands, this part of screen, it's really unuseful, yeah, or something.
Yes.
But I'm okay with this new feature, and I'm okay with this from the last year. I'm still okay.
Okay. Okay, got it.
And you?
I hate it.
Really?
I really hate it, yeah. Like this point, yeah, that this small distance between the upper border and dynamic island, it's useless. And dynamic island, it's lower than this thing.
So got it.
They,
it's stupid, yeah.
They stole more your like screen space, but they put it into this feature thing, yeah. And they did it just to distinguish Pro iPhones from non-Pro iPhones 1 year ago, just because they need to distinguish, higher priced models from the cheaper one. Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one, iPhones 15 Pro got titanium body.
It sounds cool, because titanium, it always sounds cool. My dad had a titanium watch when I was a child, and it was not heavy. Yeah, it was light, and
I'm glad that it's not teeth.
Of course, we were a rich family. Kind of. Okay. It was just watch, a good watch. And I like, and I remember that this material is good, because in my childhood, my parents said, look, this is good. And I'm okay. And I'm still thinking like that.
Okay, so iPhone with titanium body. First of all, we'll remember your childhood, but also it's cool and light. So, thumbs up.
Yeah, because I'm really not into materials. I do not know what it was before. It's aluminium, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah, but I do not know nothing about aluminium. But I know a lot. Not a lot. I know that titanium is good.
All right. Titanium.
This is important for me.
iPhone titanium. Is great.
Okay, cool.
The next one.
What else?
Claudia, how often do you switch silent mode on iPhone? Yeah? On the side, it has toggle.
Yeah. It's usually off. I usually have this silent mode. And we already talk about this because we talked about the voice announcement during the calls. Yeah, and we already mm-hmm. talked about silent mode. But I think I'm kind of nervous one. And I have this ADHD stuff and a little bit of anxiety. And sometimes I'm just switching this thing. Just like, yeah, just because I need to switch something to make it by my hand. And I like this button.
All right, Claudia. So on the iPhone 15 Pro, there is no switch anymore.
I know, yes. They have only button.
It's action button. And you still can turn on and off silent mode, but also you can map.
It's not the same. It's something.
It's not the same, yes. But you can map, for example, some shortcut to this button, yeah, mm-hmm. and open Instagram, mm-hmm. like from the...
Yeah, or photo, camera, or something like this. Or, I don't know, turn off the light.
Or voice memo. And just start the podcast.
Just by one button.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but I really like this. I really like this button right now because it's really different. It's something different. It's not like a real button. It's... And even iPhone cases, they do not lock this part of
iPhone. It would be strange if they lock it.
Yeah, but other other things, oh, okay. They lock.
Yes,
because it's button. Yeah. Yeah, and I really like this moment. And I like that they have the red line inside of this because you can... You literally see which mode right now.
Yes, it's cute. But it's orange.
Okay. I mean, in red spectrum.
Okay, so we don't like it. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, agree. Let's move on. Claudia, iPhone 15 Pro Max, yeah, mm-hmm. the higher tier model, got 5x zoom.
Yeah, optical. It's not the by camera. It's not just a zoom. I don't know how it calls.
It's not digital zoom. It's real.
Yeah, it's not digital. Yeah, it's optical. Yeah. It's cool.
5x.
It's great. It's.
Do you like?
Yeah,
it?
and in the basic model, it's 2x zoom. In the basic model.
I think 3x. Oh, 2x optical.
Yeah. Okay. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, and before, it's never... This feature never been in basic mm-hmm. model.
Yeah.
It's cool, but I like digital zoom because I like... I made a lot of photos with zoom and I use this... This vibe of digital zoom, and this is, but it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. Okay. It's something really that worth it because it's not cheap to make something like this.
But I knew that Pro Max that won't be for you, just because it has 5x zoom, and the next one. iPhone's 15 Pro has now roadside assistance via satellite. So imagine...
I need more details.
Like last year, iPhone's 14 Pro got this feature like crash detection and emergency mm-hmm. via satellite. So mm-hmm. now we have like on regular iPhones... only like cellular like 4G usual SIM card connection, okay? And if you don't have connection, you can get a help.
Yeah, but I think you can, no?
No.
It works like emergency mode in any situation, no?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Maybe if you have like small connection, like edge, you can send some signal. But if you don't have any connection, like you won't, you ain't gonna get help. So last year it's help via satellite, and this year it's roadside assistance. Yeah. So if you don't have connection, like maybe in the USA, in Texas, in some desert, and you just
in Siberia.
I don't think that it works right now in Siberia, but maybe in Alaska. Yeah.
Or maybe in desert in Africa.
Not sure if it's working outside America right now because it's new feature. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. Like if you're in America and you just get flat tire, you can take your new iPhone. And by the way, last year, like people who got iPhone 14 Pro, yeah, and this year there were in Hawaii, there was like fire thing, and I've read that people were rescued just because one of them had iPhone 14 Pro and they could send this. And gosh, event this year started with people who were like saying how iPhones or Apple Watch saved their lives.
Okay, it's kind of cool, but kind of cringe.
Yes.
No?
Yes. it's super cringe. Yeah, just because it's like people and it's like their birthdays and they say like if it's not Apple, they won't get their birthday. Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's strange. I don't know. These people who bought a new iPhone and then go to a wild, to a forest to survive or something. This is so strange. These people.
Yeah, it's on you, people. You should die, actually.
No, if you buy a new iPhone, just go to the city with this new iPhone and just feel the vibe of big city life with your big new iPhone.
Yeah, gosh,
people. No one in the forest do not understand how cool is it.
We will tell you in each podcast that you shouldn't go out of the city. It's bad. Like, in all aspects of your life, it's bad for you.
Yeah, you should go, you can go out of the city, but only by taxi and to this place where you would still have a taxi. I mean.
Yes.
This type of
and
wildlife.
And you won't need any satellite connection.
Yeah. For all right. Who?
Let's move off. We have, like, one more.
Okay.
All iPhones got USB Type-C charger.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, and this is huge. And, like, it's really huge, yeah, because iPhones, I think Apple didn't think about changing ports, but thanks to European Union and regulations, now we get it.
Yeah, these rules.
And do you know that if you take a new iPhone and put USB Type-C charger there and put the other end into the AirPods with USB Type-C, your iPhone will charge AirPods. It's reverse charging.
I mean, AirPods still have lighting, yeah?
No, USB Type-C.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
And you
like
need this.
AirPods Pro also got USB Type-C port.
From this year?
Yes. Like,
One.
This is why I didn't buy AirPods Pro. Yeah, new one. Just because I was waiting for USB Type-C.
But you bought.
No.
No?
No.
What is it?
It's the old ones. I was going to buy a new one, a new pair.
Uh-huh.
But I was waiting.
Then cancel. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
And okay.
Yeah.
One
I mean,
iPhone.
I mean, now there are with your MacBook you use the same
charger, yeah.
Cable. Yeah. Yeah. And with the new AirPods, only with Pro or with any?
Now it's only on AirPods Pro, second generation.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but this
all
is a long process.
All other AirPods
started,
don't have
finally
USB Type-C.
Okay,
they still
have
lightning cable.
With connection.
Okay.
I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here.
And okay, iPhone can charge AirPods, right? AirPods mm-hmm. Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's crazy.
And what is more crazy, Claudia, is that one iPhone can charge another iPhone.
And how it works?
So,
that one with the full, that one which have the big battery.
Two situation. You have iPhone 15, the new one,
mm-hmm.
and you mm-hmm. put lightning cable. Yeah, just because lightning cable has Type-C on one end and lightning mm-hmm. on the other, right? So you put USB Type-C in the new one, in the new model, and you put lightning to the old model, right? In this case, the new one.
Yeah, it's like my my usual cable for iPhone. Yeah, this is USB.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In this case, new iPhone will be as a power bank for the old one, and it will give all uh-huh. its juice to the old one.
It's crazy. Why this preference? Why not the because old one can't give it because of that cable.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But if you have two new ones,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it will like get a handshake, digital handshake, and they mm-hmm. will communicate with each other, and one with the less energy will like get it from the one that has more energy. So if you have
mm-hmm.
80% and I have 20, 80% will charge the one that has 20%. This is mm-hmm. just, man, that's super
cool.
Awesome, right?
Cool. You do not need a power bank. You just
you need, two
need
iPhones.
One more iPhone.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And go to the wild.
Imagine this flex that you buy an iPhone 15 Pro Max and mm-hmm. you just buy the regular 15 just to mm-hmm. use it as a
for power bank.
Yes.
Yeah, these rich people, crazy.
We buy lottery tickets and after that
then
we buy two
buy
iPhones.
All iPhones that we can find.
Yes. Yes. And
okay.
basically that's it. There are
yeah,
a lot of new capabilities.
Cool. It's cool. And I have two favorite memes about this. One of them with Harry Styles. It's actually 1 year old meme, but it still works. and one more about Apple 10 years ago and Apple now. 10 years ago, they talk something about AirDrop and that you do not need to go to the other corner of your room to give information to your phone. And after 10 years, they again said, you just put one phone to another phone to share information. Yeah, and
yes.
So Apple.
iOS 17 got also new features. So yeah, this is memes, new features. There are a lot of stuff with cameras, of course, but I don't want
to
go mm-hmm. To this rabbit
to this
hole
field.
I just wanna tell you like the base prices for the base models.
Okay, in Europe, please.
iPhone 15. No, let's do it this way, Claudia. iPhone 15, 128 gigabytes of storage, the base model.
Uh-huh.
How much?
Yeah. 1,300 dollars. I don't know.
The most cheapest model from the lineup? Are you sure?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
$989. Mm. Oh, not dollars.
Okay, but
euros,
I think...
Euros, sorry.
Ah, euros. Oh, wow. Cool. It's actually not so expensive.
Yes. How much for iPhone 15 Plus, which is like the cheapest model, but
Pro
bigger.
And... Ah, cheapest, but plus. Okay. I don't know. Again, 1,000. Okay, 1,200.
Almost 1,139.
Okay. Okay.
And by the way, it's just
Plus
in the
so...
in local magazine in Vilnius. So
okay.
I don't know, like maybe in other locations it's different, but I think it's
okay
around the same. The base model for iPhone 15 Pro.
1,300.
Almost. 1,249.
Okay.
And iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Plus 200 euros.
Yes, it's 1,500 euros. But
okay,
here for the base model, you get 256 gigabytes of storage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So much more.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Are you going to buy
new iPhone and new AirPods and new, I don't know, something? New
Apple
lighting,
Watch.
New cable?
New cable. I hope it's in the box. I don't know. I'd like to buy a new iPhone. And I really want to flex and buy first time in
and
my life.
And go to the wild.
Pro. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's so expensive, and I really don't know why am I need when I really wanna ask.
Yeah, you can rent apartment in Berlin for that price.
yes, but for 1 month. But iPhone will be with me for a year at least.
Few years.
Yeah. And also, I can sell my current one and it won't be that much. I don't know. We'll see. I need to
Okay,
think about
it's
that.
Not your plan. Okay, after winning the lottery, maybe. Right now, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to buy one because it's for poor people. I want to buy two, but I don't have money for two.
Yeah. I think, yeah, the same. If you can't afford the full experience with two iPhones, one just for a power bank, one is Pro Max. Yeah, it's, you do not need the middle option. Yeah.
Just
live with your regular one.
Google Pixel phone, for example.
Yeah, or I don't know, Oppa or something. Like no
Oppa,
name.
Oppa, Claudia.
Yeah. One of my friend of mine, he's a blogger and he advertised this one. And because of this, I know this no name phone.
I'm glad that you know at least like one
yeah, it's
Apple.
Like titanium, the same. It's I'm just no one fact. Only about material.
Yeah. Awesome. So I think we are done here and I propose go to text.
Yeah.
Claudia, what's your take?
So is it really It is really cool. It is really cool to be an egoistic.
Who?
egoist and egoistic person.
Okay. It's cool. Am I right?
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. It's the best.
For whom? For society?
For
For society?
No, for you, for me, for you, it's just my opinion. When you are an egoist, it's brilliant. For you, for your life, for your decision, for your... yeah, it's brilliant. It's great. You're thinking about you, first of all.
Okay, I'm a little bit broken here.
Confused?
Yes. Like
you can just agree.
What level of egoistic thing we are talking about? Yeah, just because I think that there are a lot of levels, and at some point, you know, you can be too egoistic and make harm, not physical. I hope not physical, but mental harm to our people.
To our people? Who is our people?
To other people.
To other people. Okay, not our people. Okay. But when you're an egoist, it's all people, our people. No, I mean, of course, there are some levels. But I think when you are an egoist, you can't say something like, I'm on the bad level of egoism. No, you always think that you're on the right level. And I think that it's really healthy when you're thinking about your life, your interests, you prefer your, I don't know, opinion, your choices. And it's always like, you win.
Okay, I got it.
I think you got it, that who am I? Yeah.
I knew it, like, Claudia, many years ago. You don't need to be a scientist to get it. All right, I got it. I think at some, like, to some degree, I agree. But
what's bad? What's bad? Physical hurt?
Not physical, but mental, and yeah.
People but should... I think no. I mean, when you're thinking about you and about your interests and people around you, of course, they on second place. Okay. But it's mm-hmm. mean that your interests is usually on your side, and you really need to be surrounded by people who also happy, who also feel good, and you make a lot for them too, because it needs... you really need it.
Yes.
Because it's good for you. And all this egoistic stuff, it works. And all world around you becomes more and more brilliant and ideal for you and for your life and all this stuff. And everything is good and no problems, no wars. You just want good to anyone around you. And it's healthy, and it's great.
All right.
Ego team.
All right. Thank you for your take, Claudia. I won't tell my opinion on it, just because we don't have time for it right now. But maybe in the future we will.
You can write an article. You can write an article in our Telegram channel. Please subscribe to our Telegram channel, perigopodcast.com. Perio will write an article on this topic.
No. So, let me share my take, Claudia.
Let's try.
I think that reading a book in foreign language is better on electronic books. Yeah, on Kindle or iPhones, for example, iPads, whatever.
Because it's way more useful, yeah, to highlight something, to check something, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And moreover, I think that if we go further, and I think that any book is more convenient to have on your iPhone, yeah? Okay, you can have Kindle just because you can have a lot of books there, but who reads
a lot of books?
A lot of books, yeah, at the same time. I don't know. Maybe some people, especially students, yeah, whatever. But I think that on your iPhone, you can look up Word, you can go to Safari or Google Chrome browser, yeah, and search for something, Wikipedia, them. Also, iPhone has like built-in translation, and you can like highlight.
Yeah, it's so great. When you show me this, it was insane. I'm really still in shock.
I'm a nerd, Claudia, as you said.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
Yes.
But it was under-recorded, and no one understand what this means.
I confirm it, right? Yeah. So yeah, that's my take. You can take it or not take it.
Yeah, your take in general, yeah, that read on digital, it's way more useful.
Yes, and convenient.
Okay, and what about this smell of a paper and this sound of sheets?
Just take one piece of paper and smell it when you need it. Or when you read a book from your iPhone, you know? Damn, Claudia, we need a startup, like some perfume, yeah? Uh-huh. Or some iPhone case that smells like a
book?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, this is crazy. Okay, I'll cut this off just because I don't want to people steal our ideas.
Yeah, but before cut it, just check. I think something like this already exists.
Yes, maybe you do not need to cut it. Everything already exists.
Okay. Really, so one more question about your take. I'm in general, maybe I'm agree, but I don't know. One question. How many books a year do you read? Like, I don't know, 5, 10, 53?
Why do you want to shame me, Claudia?
You said that I do not need a lot of book in my iPhone. There are one book on a foreign language or something. And I think for people who read a lot, it's really important to make something else, not only information. They like motivate themselves by the ritual, by the, I know, paper, by, I don't know, by something. And I think you take some oxytocin or something like this when you ended the book, like the physical one. And in general, I can't agree or disagree with you because I do not read a lot. And maybe it's bad, but I have one friend who have a challenge for this year, who tried to read one book a week, and it can be 53 books during this year. And he reads in all formats. He have books on iPhone, he have physical ones, he have a Kindle or something like this. He use all things.
Okay. And I can tell you for sure that I won't have like 53 books at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But now I have 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be more. just because it's convenient and I can read wherever, whether I am.
Okay.
Take this
one. Okay, yeah, it's a good thought and it's a good take actually. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it's a future. Paper books, really, it's a past. It's just a past.
Not sure, but now we are going to giraffes and marshmallows.
Yeah.
Claudia.
Yes.
Do you have a giraffe or marshmallow?
I have something. Maybe it's giraffe. Maybe marshmallow. Maybe. But in general, I think that it's something more. So, for this part, please, please turn on all your imagination. Please. It's really important. Are you ready?
Done.
Okay. let's try to imagine that you, for example, last week were in Berlin. Can you imagine something like this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Great. And let's imagine that one moment you you wanted to eat. Yes, sometimes it happens in Berlin and even in Vilnius.
Okay, yeah.
And for example, you decided to buy a kebab because in German it's really popular. Yeah, and a lot of kebab stores and kiosk and something like this. Yeah.
Okay, it would be the room, but I got it.
The room. Okay, sorry. Okay, I mean this. The room. So.
The room. Dirum, 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 dirum.
So you in Berlin last week want to eat and was going to buy dirum. So my question is, are you... are you giving a tip for the person who sell you? Who sell you the room or not?
No.
Why?
Just because there is no service, I guess. As it in coffee.
In this type of restaurant, yeah?
Yes, but also in this, like, in this type of restaurants, let's say, they usually don't have this thing like leave a tip by a card, but if it happens so that I have cash on me and I really liked this guy or woman,
the vibe,
who, yes,
the vibe,
yes, type, I could leave a tip, just because, you know, I'm a regular person, I'm not a celebrity.
And if you are a celebrity, it means you do not go in to give a tip, even you like it, a vibe.
Yes, I think so. I have only one example, but I think all celebrities are like this.
Yeah, it was something more than just giraffe and marshmallow, because and I like the first part of your answer way more than the second, because the first part was like no. And no one needs to do this. And yeah, it's normal. But sometimes strange things happen. And if someone do not give a tip to the room seller, maker and seller, it's become a breaking news. And I don't know how we can live in that world, actually.
Who are you talking about, Claudia?
Just something. Of course it's about Kanye West. we use the short notes in our podcast.
Yeah, and we will use short notes, long notes, middle notes, all notes.
Yeah, and this breaking news, everyone should talk about this.
Okay.
And, like, or even know. Sorry for like this part, but it was important.
A small topic in Jira and Marshmallow part, and it's an experiment just because we can be silent about Kanye West.
Yeah. Every episode, just almost 1 minute, but it can be something about. It's actually Perigo Kanye podcast.
Perigo West.
Perigo West. Yeah. Yeah.
Some yeah. Peri thing go west. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry for that part, but it was really important for me. Thank you.
Just because we are friends, Claudia. Otherwise.
Again, we're friends again.
Never.
Friends again.
Yes. Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
If you
I'm
could
ready.
Have. Yes. If you could have any fictional character as your personal assistant for mm-hmm. a day, for 1 day, who would it be and why?
Fictional
maybe
character?
Without why, just who would it be?
Fictional character, it means that someone...
Not a real person.
Not real, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Scooby-Doo.
All right, here I...
I don't know, I just like Scooby-Doo why? Because just for 1 day I can live with this. And I like Scooby-Doo, really. He's
Do you
funny.
Think he will make a good assistant for you?
No, but it's just for 1 day. I think it can be fun. I like fun.
Okay, that's unexpectedly, and that's really cool. Yeah, I like Scooby-Doo thing. And I think there was some meme that you've shared with me about Scooby-Doo. Yeah, like they in
yeah,
airport.
And Fred again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A lot of
because
things to add to show
I really,
notes, Claudia,
I really
from
love,
you.
I really love Fred again. No, Scooby-Doo. I mean Scooby-Doo. And everyone should check
gosh.
Your memories.
You can't
about...
like Claudia. Fred again is like everything in your life.
Yeah, today Fred again was a part of this show. Thank you, Fred. Actually, I... it doesn't matter. Thank you.
Fred, again, if you're listening it, we will be really glad if you could come to our podcast.
Please, 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 please.
Just saying. And yeah, I think it's time to wrap up our episode. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being here with me, Claudia. Thank you, Kanye West. Thank you, Fred, again, and see you in the next one.
Thank you, Apple. Thank you, Apple, too, because they really helps us every day during all our life.
Yes. And yes?
Yeah, thank you, too. Thank you, too. Thank you, listeners. And yeah, I just want to say bye to everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.